Welcome to the Soul Sisters Podcast, episode 5. My name is Sky.
I'm Christy.
I'm Janelise.
And I'm Ivana.
We're talking about what seemed to have taken over our year, our lives, what has taken lives, and what has changed our lives in transformative ways. We're talking COVID.
Yes, we are, sister. So COVID-19, what is it? COVID-19 is a respiratory disease caused by SARS-CoV-2, released a new coronavirus discovered in 2019, and this is according to the CDC. Now, it spreads very easily if anything is airborne, and it spreads through an infected person who either coughs or sneezes 6 feet close to that other person. Those who are older or even with pre-existing conditions such as asthma, diabetes, heart disease, really do appear to be the most vulnerable to becoming severely ill with this virus. Now, we have just the blessing of having our Wonder Woman, Ivana, really have gone through the craziest time of this pandemic, which was the Mecca in New York City, when it was at the peak and the most outbreak that it has ever been. Now, Ivana, can you paint the picture for us of really what it was like to live through that?
I'm going to try my best, okay?
Yeah,
I don't like going back there. I don't really like going back there. But it was really dark. It's a nightmare I was not able to wake up from, or I didn't know how to wake up from it. I was so overwhelmed with emotions, you know, between sadness, frustration, confusion, just being so scared. It was just a very upsetting time for me. Where do we start? So like, I work in a hospital and we became a COVID ICU. So we had more COVID patients than regular non-COVID patients. COVID started taking over the whole hospital. One day where, you know, you're passing through the hallways, you're saying hi, good morning to people you work with. And then suddenly you start seeing less people. The hospitals became dark. They became so dim. Everybody started becoming kind of unusual and foreign, that you couldn't recognize anybody because we started becoming covered and protected with these PPEs. We had N95 masks where we can't breathe. We used to have scars all over our face because we had to wear it 24/7. We had extra masks on top of the N95. We had goggles. We had shields. We had these gowns. We had so much protective equipment where you didn't even know you couldn't recognize who was standing near you. And you're so used to seeing them every day, you didn't even know who you were saying hi to. You would enter these units where you just stand there and you're just staring at all these sick patients. They're just intubated and they're just not there anymore. It's just their body, and they're dying. They're dying by themselves, because at this point you're not allowed visitors. This was spreading so quick. It was spreading so quick to the point where our cafeteria was gonna become an ICU because
Wow.
we were running out of room. Okay. My coworkers and I, we take x-rays. You know, I work in radiology. I typically work only in the operating room, but at this time elective surgeries were canceled. The governor said no more elective surgeries, which means if you don't need the surgery, if it's not a trauma, it's not emergent, that means you're not getting it. Like, that's it. You know, so we sat there and we helped all the other departments in radiology. So with having COVID, you need chest x-rays continuously. So we'd enter these units and everybody was just on top of one another. Everybody's just, I just can't even, you just stand there and you just think, wow, what is your family thinking? Like, they're at home, they're wondering if you're okay, but you're not okay, and nobody can communicate with you, nobody can help you, nobody can support you, and you're literally dying by yourself. And that just broke my heart. And then I'd watch other people who were working and cleaning these infected rooms. It's like they're old enough to be your parents, your grandparents, and they would be scrubbing on the floors and cleaning these beds and risking their lives, you know, just to put food on the table for their family. And then one day they could just come to work and get sick and you never see them again. You know, they were just working so hard. And then you have these other people that are just dying by themselves, and you really don't know what to do, you know? There's this old man at work he's still there, thank God. I would just think about him just out of nowhere, and I just prayed for him because he was an older man and he's this cute little old man, and I was just so worried, like, what if he got sick and he just didn't come home to his family one day, you know? I just started thinking like that. I used to go to work, and usually I go to work, you know, jamming to my music. I'm in a good mood, but at that time it was so dark that my music was off, and I kind of just drove, and I was in a zone, and I'm just thinking about all these people risking their lives, you know, and when was this going to end? It was so bad. And I was petrified to the point. I was petrified to come home. My coworkers were petrified. Like, God knows what we're bringing home. Okay. Like, we don't know if the PPE works. Nobody knew what was going on. Nobody knew if it stuck to our clothes or if it stuck. It's like, there was no answers for it. There was nothing. Then, so anytime we'd come home, we'd have to wipe ourselves down, hand sanitizer, straight to the shower, put your clothes in the laundry. It was so scary. And then when you're at work, your coworkers, instead of like coming together, people would get frustrated with one another. Somebody was working harder than this person. Why am I with this COVID patient longer than this? Like, there was just so much different emotions coming from everyone, different energies. And it was just such a tough time. It was so bad. And like, I used to wake up and just depressed. I was so depressed. And I'm like, wow, when is this gonna end? I don't know these people, but my heart is breaking for them. I would enter a room, you know, they'd have salsa playing because they know that that's the music that would calm them before they die. You know, like, there were just different situations where you're like, wow, what the fuck is going on? When is this gonna end? It was so bad. There was this one, you know, my best friend, she got hit hard with COVID, and everybody just was going to the hospital. And at that point, the hospital is the last place you want to be, because once you're there, that's it. You have no family. Nobody's coming for you. Like, you got to depend on these healthcare workers to bust their ass and hope that they're taking care of your family members, you know? Mm-hmm. And I remember just being home one day and I couldn't take it anymore. Like, I came out of my room and I'm like, it's not fair. Life is not supposed to be like this. When is this gonna end? Like, I was just so upset, and I couldn't even hug my mom and my sister because I was scared. You know, what if I was carrying this? And I just couldn't even hug them at that point. And I'm just standing there screaming and yelling, and it was just a tough time. It was really bad. And I'm glad that I'm seeing the hospitals way better. Just, you know, we started getting a lot more patients being released and extubated. So they used to play music in the hospital every time a patient was extubated, and little things like that would make our day. But let me tell you, COVID was no joke. COVID is no joke. And people who make a joke about it, I don't respect it. I've seen it firsthand. It's real. I lived through it. I thank God, you know, my family is still here. I know a couple people who died from it. I just hope that everybody just stays safe, and I really hope we get a vaccination and this shit comes to an end. And it's a dark place, and I just don't want to live it over again.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I hope I was able to paint the fucking picture.
Girl, you painted the picture, all right. I mean, wow. I remember calling you that one day, and I saw it in your face. I've known you for so many years, and when I call you, you're always pretty much consistently in a good mood, you know? You're always good. You're always good, you know? And
yeah.
I remember looking at you through the FaceTime, and I could not keep it together. I'm like, Sky, come on, girl. Like, you're supposed to be hunched over to cry on right now. You won't be here. Your boogers all coming out your nose. You won't be stopping all over the place. Real extra. But it's like, to see that pain in your face and how I just felt like you looked so defeated.
Oh, I felt defeated. Yeah. I'm a huge empath, so I felt everybody's energy.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
I was defeated. I ate my emotions. I was not okay. But it's okay. We get through it. And listen, I am thankful to have a job. Don't get me wrong. You know, I am very thankful to be able to have a job because I know there's others who got laid off or they're not, you know, working due to COVID. Do I wish I was home with my family at the time? Absolutely. But I am thankful at the end of the day.
No, we definitely thank you guys. You know, not all superheroes wear capes. You know, you were definitely and are definitely our superhero. You know, it can't be easy. It cannot be easy what you went through. And I get it. You know, you're a Pisces, as am I. You know, and we feel it all. We feel it all. And we, and it really is a gift and a curse. We really do embody all the emotions of the people around us. And I can't imagine having death around me and me going about my day as if everything's okay, because everything is so not okay, you know?
And dead people on the floor, Sky, the morgues were packed because there were no room. There was no room to put these people. It's crazy. It was just crazy.
So what's work like now? Are you guys still wearing all the protective gear? Are you guys, can you guys see each other's face? Because I can imagine, you've been working there for how long?
About to be 5 years.
5 years. So for the last 5 years, you've consistently pretty much seen the same faces throughout the day.
Yes,
and I can imagine going to work now and having to second guess who's walking beside you or who's in the elevator next to you, you know, and not getting to embrace your friends.
It was a war zone. We'd go down to the emergency room to help our fellow coworkers to do portable x-rays because every patient needs portable x-rays to assess your lungs. So we would go to the ER. When you go there, you don't recognize anybody. Everybody looks the same with these big goggles and these shields like they're going to war. And then it's just people screaming, people sick, people coughing, people are frightened, people are just, it was just intense. People cold blue, strokes, everything. People just that, it was just horrible. It was horrible. But work is definitely better now. We have less COVID. I mean, lately, COVID numbers have been spiking up. I would assume just because school's starting, you know, a lot of more things have been opening. So people kind of, they've been more lenient with the whole mask wearing thing and people are going out more. So I can see why numbers would be spiking up. But the hospital, there's light again, you know. We don't wear as much PPE. There's certain COVID units, but there's not as many as before. Elective surgeries have been approved, so they're back in, and we're busier than ever in the operating room. So the other day I wore N95, which I haven't worn in a long time because it was a COVID pending patient, but that felt a little weird because it's been a while. But it's actually, you know, it's good because we've been better.
I'm so happy you get to see the light at the end of the tunnel now.
Normal.
Yeah. That's important because I remember calling you that day and we saw no light. And I think that's what scared us. We were so unsure of what the next couple months were going to kind of unravel to be. And I'm so grateful that we can somewhat see the light now, you know, we were tested. Girl. We were tested, and you more than ever, you know, and you saw so much of the external battle within the hospital. And, you know, we cannot forget the internal battles that people are fighting right now. COVID is not over. You know, there are people who have taken this extremely seriously and have stayed in their home for the last 7-8 months and have not had any human interaction and are now and they're battling. They're battling. They're now working from home. So now they're waking up. They're, you know, working from home. They're going to sleep. They're waking up, working from home, going to sleep. And before you know it, your days are all blended. And you don't know what day you're facing now. You don't know if it's Saturday or Wednesday. And you have not hugged someone in over 7 months. You know, I actually had someone reach out to me. And he was like, Sky, I haven't felt an embrace in easily 5 months now. And my heart broke because I'm like, you think you don't need things like that. You don't realize how much you do.
So important. So I just had someone reach out to me yesterday. That's so important. Talking about it. And they just actually went back to work and they were saying how it was hard for them to even just go talk to somebody and do their normal job, what they're supposed to do, because of how confined they've been. I don't think a lot of people now don't understand, because out of sight, out of mind, especially here in Florida, I don't feel like it really affected us here like it has everywhere else, because they've opened things so quickly back up, and I don't think they really closed things like they were supposed to before. But so much trauma has been occurring everywhere in the world, and at such a fast rate that everything just went cold real quick and everyone was stuck in their house. Between partners, abuse has been happening so much. After this happens and everything opens back up, everyone needs to give a lot more love. Everyone needs to really help people and really just be gentle with everyone. And a lot of people really do need to seek help that they need to, therapy, stuff like that, because so much trauma has really occurred right now in these times.
It's actually interesting. It's interesting that you say that, because I read an article today, and it's actually published back in August 17 of this year, and it said that they have found higher levels of anxiety, depression, and even to some degree PTSD.
Oh yeah.
And it makes sense, because this is a traumatic event. I mean, none of us knew what to do.
Mm-hmm. Neither did our parents, neither did our grandparents.
Right.
It's like no one could give us any kind of answers. Right. No one can show us, hey, there's light at the end of this. We had to strictly like go off of our faith.
Imagine, because we're literally in history right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Imagine having to be home every single day, and then you're with your partner, you guys are together 24/7, that right there is already frustrating, that's a challenge right there. And then you guys lose your jobs, you guys don't have income, you guys can't go anywhere, how do you pay your bills? So much stress is occurring, and
oh my god,
it's the children too, right? Imagine the change for children that have to stay in the house.
Who have to wear a mask all day at school if they're at school.
Oh yeah, my kids went back to school. I sent them back because I just didn't feel like I first was going to homeschool them, and I didn't feel like they were going to get the education they needed. And when I decided to put them back in school, there was like so much change. My kids have to wear masks 24/7 while they're at school. When they eat lunch, they have to be 6 feet apart from me, everybody. When they play recess, they have to run with their masks. It's like, So crazy.
Awkward.
It's so awkward. So crazy.
Unhealthy.
Yeah, very unhealthy,
so unhealthy
as well.
Too.
Right. The classrooms are so small. My youngest daughter only has, I think, like 6 kids in her class. It's such a different way of school. Especially it's her first year of school.
Different life.
Different life, right.
It's a different life. I go to the stores and sometimes I just step back and I'm like, wow. What life are we, like, what are we doing? We're all wearing masks now.
In the matrix. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It is crazy. If someone would have told us last...
What kind of life are we living?
Right. If someone would have told us last year, next year there's going to be a pandemic, everyone's going to be wearing masks, no one's going to be able to go anywhere, people are going to lose their job. Like, we would have never guessed this could happen.
It's
fucking crazy. And then so quick, so fast, it happened.
Like, before you leave the house, everybody have a mask?
Oh.
Everybody have a mask? Don't forget your mask.
I hate when I go to the grocery store and I'm almost about to walk in and I'm like, oh, I forgot my mask. I have to walk all the way back to the car. I'm like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm. That's the life we live in now.
Yep.
Isn't that fucking insane?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it just really saddens me. You know, I just feel that we're losing the opportunity right now to really just connect, and we need that connection more than ever right now. And it's so hard to connect with one another. It's so hard to love on one another right now. You know, it's like everybody's awkward when it comes to hugs, handshakes. You know, it's, you can't just go up to someone. First off, you have to ask them to say their name a good 10 times before you even hear them, because they have the mask on. And it's you know, we just took so much for granted.
We did.
We took so much for granted. And there's so much sadness that comes out of this situation. But in a way, you look at all that you took for granted, and now you just maximize and you focus on what we do have and what we have gained from this experience. Because I know I've gained a lot. I know all of us have gained a
Definitely.
Lot.
Definitely.
You know, you coming from that, Ivana, from being in the hospital, what's life now like for you? Like, seeing the worst of it, what can you say you've taken from that experience, and what has changed you and your life and your family's life now?
I try not to take any moments for granted.
I don't even know how to put it into words. I just want to make sure that I live in the moment, you know, that I'm present. I want to make sure that I'm saying hi to everyone and that I love everyone. I want to make sure that I take in that hug that I received, because I don't know what's going to happen next. You know, I'm a lot more, I feel like I'm more kind, and I just, even my best friend, we were quarantining for so long, and when I finally saw her, I've never been so happy. And I'm used to seeing her every Friday, okay, going to girls' night and chilling, and then I didn't have that for months. And when I finally saw her, my heart was gonna explode. We cried like a Notebook scene in the fucking street. Aww. Okay. Like, I'm trying to be more present, and yeah, I'm not trying to take life for granted.
Mm. I think a lot of people needed this. They really needed it, just to, not with all the negative people dying and stuff, because that's horrible, but I think people needed to slow down for a minute, get grounded, stay still for a second, yeah, so that they can really reprioritize what is important and really maximize on that. Be grateful for what we have. Find different things. I think, especially for me, this experience has definitely added to me in so many beautiful ways. I've been closer than I've ever been with my kids. Our bond is so amazing right now. I mean, I've been more creative than I've ever been. I've been working on so many projects that are so fulfilling for me. And on top of that, I found a routine that feeds my soul every single day. Because now I get a chance to stay still. Before, I was constantly going. This thing, that thing, constantly. I never had a minute just to sit down and be grounded and reflect and really digest things and just really be able to stop and smell the roses. You know, before it was always a constant going. Yeah, now, I mean, everything. I go outside way more than I've ever gone outside. I have such an appreciation for nature now. It fills me up so much now. So much has changed in such a positive way for me during this experience. I'm so grateful for it.
I hear that. You know, before the quarantine, I was still working with the airline. I was all over the place, you know, the last 5 years. And I was able to take a leave. And it has been a blessing. It really has. Because you think you need to be everywhere. You think you need to experience it all. And don't get me wrong, you should. There's so many beautiful things to witness in this world. But coming back to where it all starts, you know, coming back to family, coming back to friends, coming back to the people who are the most important to you, and surrounding yourself by that love, that's what matters.
Definitely.
That's really what matters. And I don't know, I mean, just having the consistent lifestyle, I didn't know I needed it. I really didn't. I was so used to waking up here one day, going to sleep in this hotel the next, and not really having any kind of routine to my lifestyle. But now that I have this time, I've been able to every morning go get in my routine. And it has really, first off, I didn't really understand and know that I was suffering from a bit of anxiety before. And now that I am still and able to return to myself every morning and start my day off by loving myself, you know, reading, writing, meditating, stretching, doing what I need to do to fill myself up. I can't go back to what life was before COVID. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. It's not going to fill me up. That's not where it is for me. And I know I'm not the only one. I know COVID changed people from the inside out.
I truly feel like I found myself. For the first time in my life, I really feel like I found myself during this process. I'm more grounded than I've ever been. I've always gone, have to do this, all this stuff. I found out the simple life for me has been so fulfilling. I'm so grateful every day when I wake up. I have such a beautiful routine that adds to me every single day, because I got a second to take time to make time for myself for the first time. Mm-hmm. And it's really just been so beneficial for me and so rewarding for me.
Right. That's beautiful. I see it. What about you, Jonah?
That's good. So I think with me, it's a little bit different in the sense, I'll kind of walk you through like the story or like what I'm imagining right now. When COVID hit, there was a point where I got furloughed for 2 weeks from my job. And mind you, my job really is my life. I mean, I'm a corporate shorty. I climbed the ladder. I worked very hard. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I've noticed what I thought would make me happy was to have material things and to have a level of success. So if I had something, or if I, let's say that I landed a promotion, it was like, okay, that made me happy yesterday, but now that I have it, I want more, 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 more. So I was always with that mentality. And while the lockdown happened, while I was furloughed, I had, you know, nowhere to go, no one to see. I remember being in my kitchen, just kind of looking around like, wow, like none of this matters. And actually I had one of my bags that was sitting in my counter, and I like looked at it and I was like, you know, it made me laugh at that second, because something that was, you know, it was pricey. That doesn't really matter. But it was just more of like something that I thought would make me so happy at one moment. You can't do anything for me throughout this pandemic.
Mm. That's right.
It's just sitting there.
That's right.
So I think at that moment, it made me understand. It made me understand to take a step back to, you know, to really ask myself the hard question, is corporate even for me? Mm. Like, it's, you know, it's always like give, 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 give. And now I feel that I feel like they own me, which I have a really, really hard time right now. And I know that I've changed due to this and due to how I am looking at the world. And this is a disclaimer. I mean, I think it is very important for people to really realize and look and pay attention to how companies are treating you. Because,
ooh, good point.
Yeah,
great point.
You're an individual. You know, we are still going through a very traumatic time. And I understand that there is a bottom line, and that is okay. We all need money to live. But I'm just having a hard time with living to work and not working to live.
Right.
So really be cautious of that. Be careful of that, because that's what I'm going through. And I'm realizing, I'm like, oh, maybe this is not what I want.
Mm. And that's okay, boo. It
makes you open your eyes.
That's beautiful.
See things in a different perspective. That's beautiful.
And I think that's definitely what this time has brought. Different
Absolutely.
Perspective, getting uncomfortable. Being in a chapter of transitioning and reinvention. There's been a lot of reinvention.
Yes.
I am so not, and I can say this for all of us, you know, seeing the transformation within all of us, we're not the same.
Oh, yeah.
We're not the same people that we were before COVID.
We've done so much growing. We've done so much growing.
And it's because we've had to stay still.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So life done told us, no, 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 you can't go here now. You can't go here. Your plans are messed up and canceled here. Stay home. It's you, your thoughts, maybe you, your family, you, your spouse, deal with what's at home. And for some people, it really showed how unhealthy their situations were. And then for others, I feel like we found just enlightenment. And so much gratitude for the little things that we do have that are so not little.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Christy had mentioned, I feel like during this whole COVID, I've become this flower child. I'm like, I want to walk on grass, not with my shoes on.
Yep.
I need to be barefoot. I need to be grounded as much as possible to this world, you know? And I feel like in a way, this was a wake up call. How are we treating each other? How are we treating this earth? How are we treating just ourselves? You know, every action has a reaction. Is this all from how we've dealt with life up to this point? We have to ask ourselves that. You know, we have to look in the mirror. How can we be better individuals in this kind of situation that seems so dark? It's been very dark, but we have somehow found the light. You know, and I'm
definitely
grateful for it.
I think we all need to change, and we all need to continue to grow. Definitely. And if this was an eye-opener, I don't know what would be, because I hope that everyone had the chance to maximize on this opportunity that we had. Mm-hmm. As well as...
And we still have it.
Definitely.
It's still not over.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
You know, the world is still, it's still, not maybe not Florida, because Florida has a mind of its own.
Right.
Compared to every other place in the world. But it's still pretty slow compared to what we're all used to. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And another crazy thing is, we, like you said, we are part of history. Mm-hmm. Like, our grandkids are going to ask us what it was like when this happened. Like, this is such a part of history we're living through right now. Mm-hmm. I've been writing so much in my journal about it, so that hopefully I'll have that journal and be able to talk to them about it and tell them.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be like the, like, off break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
crazy.
Uh-huh. And Frank,
so yeah. Crazy.
You're absolutely right.
I also think a lot of people have just dived into social media more than they should have because of this pandemic. And one, it was great because you got to connect with people, and we need to connect. That's what we are here for. We need to connect with other humans. We need to talk. So there was a lot of benefits that came from it. Like, people were able to work from home and Zoom and call, and people were able to talk to their family across the world, and people to still have that connection. But I think as well, it has a negative impact. Me and Sky just watched the other day a documentary called
The Social Dilemma.
And let me tell you, if you guys have not.
I was there.
Yeah, it was us three.
That's right.
Yeah, Ivana was here too.
Right. If you guys have not seen this documentary, I highly, highly recommend you go put it on, because it is life-changing.
Yeah.
Life-changing.
Yeah. We are so involved in social media. It has made us so unsocial, you know, and it just, we have built up this world, a fake world. And don't get me wrong, it has served in many ways, but at the same time, there's so much science that goes into it and what they're doing and how they're programming us. And I had an idea about it before. You always have an idea, especially when you have certain conversations and you go on Facebook and bam, there it is. What
right.
You're talking
creepy
about.
As hell.
But this really did lay it all out for us in a way that it's like they're looking at your every move. They're watching everything mm-hmm. you do, and they are maximizing on that to try to get as much money out of you as possible. And I have such mixed emotions about social media that I want to use it as a platform to spread as much light and receive as much light as possible. But goodness, you get caught up in scrolling, and before you know it, you're comparing yourself, and you're just getting depressed over someone's image of what their life is. And that's all it is. It's just an image that they want to portray, and it's their best moments. And
right.
I mean, we're
nobody's
all guilty
gonna
of
put
it.
Their saddest
right.
Moments.
Yeah.
And if you know me as a person, I am highly addicted to my phone, highly addicted to social media. It is ridiculous. And it's like a drug, for real. The way they've made it is like a drug, and they do talk about it in the documentary. I've had to shut off my notifications. I've deleted apps. I've had to find what works for me to get off it. And it's crazy that they have this thing around that we are all addicted to. And they've made it so easy. It's right on our phone. Everything we do is on our phone now. So this COVID does definitely serve me in ways like now I'm trying to, when I go out, I leave my phone in the car. When I'm at my house, I leave my phone in the other room. Because I'm struggling with it myself, and I've gotten better, and, you know, sometimes I retract, but overall, I feel like I've gotten better. But if you guys have not seen that documentary, you have to go see it, because it will change your life.
The Social Dilemma. Social Dilemma. It's
that
crazy, because...
it's a mind blow.
It really is. At the end, you remember when the makers of social media, of Instagram, Facebook, Gmail... all these different applications, the makers, the masterminds behind these things are telling us we're headed the wrong path.
Destruction.
Oh, yeah. We're headed down a wrong path, and they're telling us, get off your phone.
And most of them don't even use it.
Yes.
Most of them don't even let their children have the apps, and they're creating it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that doesn't tell you something, that right there is crazy.
And
it was pretty
sitting.
Interesting, too. I saw the other day, I was actually scrolling through Instagram, and one of the memes popped up that hit me. It said, This is a sad generation with happy pictures.
Yep. Yes. Oh, so true.
I want to say our girl Samantha posted that.
Did she really?
Yeah,
okay.
Shout out to Samantha. She actually did our photo shoot.
She's amazing.
She's great.
What's her Instagram so we can say?
Portraits by Sammy.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
You can find it in any of our pictures. She did an amazing job.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
But it's so true. It's so true. We portray this lifestyle and we share our best moments. And people are looking at our photos and we're looking at each other and we're constantly thinking, should I be there? You know, should I be doing more? Should I do this? Should I be doing this? And I'm telling you, and you know, I joked about it and we all joked about it, but during this pandemic, I've really worked on my fear of missing out, my FOMO. I was experiencing FOMO it was to the extreme. I would be on a trip, but I'd be looking on Instagram feeling like I should be elsewhere or feeling like I should be there or hanging out with these people. And it's like, Sky, enjoy where you are right here, right now. But social media will have you thinking that you need to do so much more. You need to do more. You need to be here. You need to be there. And right now, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and a lot of people are home. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are home thinking, I need to be somewhere. I need to be here. I need to be there. But it's like, no, you really just need to be still. Social media wants you to believe that you need to be doing more. But what you need to do is just return back to yourself and just take this time and really cherish it, because it's not going to last forever. Mm-hmm. We're going to get back to work. And, you know, you're going to wish that you really indulged in this time of stillness.
And the problem, another problem with it is that we're so distracted. We go on Instagram, 5 minutes turns into 2 hours, and we're scrolling instead of picking up a book or learning a new trade or spending time with your family. It's distracting you constantly. You said it to me the other day. You were like, you're fearful for the future. Like, how are we going to have doctors and stuff like that? Mm. How are we going to have that when everyone's just so preoccupied on looking at other people's life that it's gotten to the extreme? Mm-hmm. We need to scale back. We all need to scale back, get grounded again, and get off it. If you don't have something to share, use it as a positive platform. Share your content, share positive thoughts, make people feel good, be a light in people's life, and then get off it. And right. That's the way it needs to be done.
Right. Because literally the people who invented these apps are saying, get off your phone and go outside. Go outside, you know, because we're so, in a way, trapped. We're trapped right now. And if you're just scrolling and you're not taking the time to really feel some sun on your face, mm-hmm. you know, the sun is medicine, y'all. Like, greenery Absolutely. Is medicine.
Definitely.
It is real life medicine. And we are missing out because we are addicted to these games. We're addicted to TikTok. We're addicted to the idea of being YouTube celebrities. We're addicted to the likes. We're addicted to the comments. And it is scary.
And even another scary thing is, in this documentary, they talk about how right now depression and suicidal rates are at a sky high, especially with children, mm-hmm. because of social media. Mm-hmm. It is ridiculous. So you guys definitely have to go watch that documentary. You know, it is life-changing.
And I'm always thinking of just the next generation and how we need to be the very best that we can be to show them what footsteps they need to follow. And it's actually interesting because I was speaking to someone, they were working at Panera. I just asked them, like, hey, how's your day? How's it going? And she was like, actually, had a pretty interesting interview. A 16-year-old came, or I don't know, and this was a story. 16-year-old came and said that the interview went horrible. You could tell that the 16-year-old didn't know what to say, how to talk, was on their phone constantly. It was awkward.
Because they don't want to talk to people.
Correct. Because they're so glued to their phone that they're socially awkward.
Yep. Mm. Mm. And they don't have they don't have basic skills that they should have because they're not
skills.
Right, social skills from actually conversing with people in person. It's incredible.
Yeah,
the applications dumb you down. We got to get rid of them. We got to get rid of them, minimize on them.
Balance. Everything is
about
balance. You
yep.
know, like, go ahead, show the world your gift. There's no wrong in doing that. But it's like, there is life outside of social media. Please know that. Please know that.
When we were younger, or when I was younger, I used to love playing outside.
Right.
And, like, doing activities outside. Like, Ma, please let me, you know, go outside until it gets dark and then come home. There was no internet. There was no social media. There was nothing.
Best. I think that we were the last generation. Right. I think we were the last generation.
I didn't seek.
It's crazy to think about. We were the last generation that went out there and, like, played with toys and, like, went out and played, got dirty in the mud.
Barbies.
Like, Barbies. Right. Everything's like TikTok. My daughter asked me, Mom, I want to get a mic. She wants for Christmas a mic. She wants a ring light. She wants a video record. All this stuff for TikTok. And I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
Like, absolutely not. We got to do better because this is taking over not only us, but our children. And the future generation is going to be so different if we do not get a hold on it.
Right. I was just having a conversation the other day. I'm not even scared for us. Not, like, we were witness to the transition. It's not about us. It's about our children.
Mm-hmm.
It's about our children's children. What kind of life are we setting them up for? What kind of passions are they going to have? Are there going to be anyone that wants to be a doctor, that wants to be a lawyer, that wants to be a scientist? Is there going to be? Because when you look at what the world is showing you right now, it's be a YouTube celebrity.
Mm-hmm. TikTok celebrity.
Get this many likes, you know? Like, start a business through the internet.
I will say, to combat that, sports are very, very important. I mean, yes, you have your kids that are academically inclined, so they'll want to do music. They'll want to do, you know, science projects. But I've seen it firsthand with my sister. She is such a socially, you know, such a social butterfly. She knows, okay, I need to put my phone down. I'm way too on my phone. That's annoying.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I feel strongly because sports, you know, she knows she has to, it's not instant gratification. It's, I have to work really hard to get to where I want to be.
Mm.
You know, absolutely. I have to work with people. They're my teammates. I can't win alone. So sports, music, anything that gets them going, distracted and off their phone and really with other kids
definitely
their age and having a bigger goal, a bigger mission, whether it's to win a trophy for a science fair or win a trophy for a softball game, I think that's clue, and that's how we kind of get them back to okay.
Right, and let those endorphins go off by being happy about that and not, oh, they got a like. You know what I mean? We gotta do better.
It's crazy that you bring up the endorphins. So I was just thinking about this the other day. The amount of endorphins that are released, because they talk about it on the documentary. The amount of endorphins that are released when you get a like or a comment. We have so many endorphins being released in those moments that when we actually interact face to face with one another, those same endorphins are not being released. So now we're giving all that energy and all that excitement to a like, and we're not giving it to one another.
How sad is it when we go to restaurants and stuff and you see couples out on their phones, not even talking with one another?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Or families at dinner, not even talking to one another because they're on their phones. It is a serious problem. And a lot of people have indulged in it way too much with this COVID. So hopefully, you know, we can balance it out and we can figure it out. But
right.
It's crazy.
I've heard many individual stories about people just home. They're waking up, they're working, and they're going to sleep within the same four walls, you know? So you said it earlier, Christy, like, now is the time to just love each other more than ever. Connect where you could. You know, we have our part two of our Soul Sisters picnic coming up. Our last one was rained out on November 14th. It's a Saturday from 2 to 5. We're going to try this again. We really just want to connect. We want to connect with one another. We want to get from behind our screens, out of the house, and love on one another and just listen to one another. So we hope to see as many beautiful women out there as possible. It's going to be a beautiful day. I can feel it.
It's going to be amazing. I hope you all come out.
Yes.
So life and love, really, throughout this pandemic, there really seems that there's not over. But just know that we appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for so much for tuning in. And Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Love you.